If you would like to follow along with this story and see more of it, I would not encourage you to Google Nebraska stripper moms, or that's exactly what you're going to find. I would do a Google News search, just so you know. This one's out of USA Today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, they did. An adult club in Omaha appealed to the desire for a little extra spending money in all of us and advertised to a very specific segment of women. The sign outside Candy's Gentleman's Club read, quote, if you have kids in front of the radio,
that probably would be a good idea. Yeah.
Good time to get them away for the ones that aren't in school yet. The sign outside Candy's Gentleman's Club read, quote, fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms earn extra cash, apply inside. Some residents were not too happy with the advertising strategy and asked that the sign be taken down. Jetta Evelyn told KMTV 3 News, my son has seen the sign and has asked, mom, why would moms go be naked? Why do they want naked moms? She said, my son can read that. He knows what nude means, and it's just kind of terrible. Omaha City Councilman Pete Festerson told Yahoo News that the establishment had its liquor license denied, but is going through the appeals process. City Council unanimously voted to recommend that the Nebraska Liquor Commission deny a license to Candy's, siding with residents unhappy about the club's location near schools. Well, can we talk about that for a minute?
Go on.
Keep that thought in your head here for a second. We'll come back to that. Festerson said, referring to the advertising banners, it's not a good fit for the surrounding neighborhoods and businesses, and the temporary signs are distasteful. They have posted a number of different signs outside the establishment, and we have had city sign inspectors out several times. Several of them have since been removed. Ray Kurtzuba, who owns Candy's, told USA Today the stay-at-home mom sign and other signs the Omaha City Council might find distasteful are going up until they agree to work with him on getting a liquor license. Do you read that as the only, we kind of know maybe they're distasteful, but we're putting them up because we know it irritates you until you give us a liquor license because you can't make us take them down? That's how I read that. He said the only reason they've been removed is to put up a new banner. He said, my intention is to keep the signs coming and draw attention to them and get the city working with me. It's staying and another one is coming next week. I'm getting the reaction I wanted. I think I've been discriminated against, he says. Oh, he has contacted the city attorney who has agreed to meet with him and the councilman. His original idea was to open a bikini bar, and he'd prefer that to a new club if he could get his liquor license. The club is temporarily closed, but is still seeking talent on Facebook. Here's the ad. This is the post on Facebook. Candy's is looking to hire 25 to 30 dancers/entertainers. We want only the best. If you believe you are a true professional and can be one of the top dancers and earners in Omaha, we want you.
All right. First of all, I will when I think the hot spots for the sexiest strippers, you know where my head automatically goes? Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska, number one.
But so what? I mean, guys like strip clubs there just as much as they like them anywhere else. Sure. So they're entitled to open a strip club. I don't know how I feel about them opening near schools, but that's another discussion.
So this club isn't open yet. He's recruiting, but because he hasn't been given the liquor license, the doors to his strip club are not open yet. So while that process, he's been denied the liquor license, and I'm sure he's appealing and applying again.
So he wants to open a bikini bar, but he wants a liquor license, and they won't give him one. I know. I understand the confusion. So basically, as he knows it's getting negative attention for the city, I think he knows it's distasteful. He knows it doesn't look good for the city. And he's basically said, give me a liquor license or I'm going to keep putting these signs up because you can't make me take them down.
Fully nude girls, stay at home moms, earn extra cash, apply inside. I mean, moms are free to do whatever they want, right?
Sure.
If they want to go ahead and do it. The question is, who should blink? Who should budge here? 576-7798.
Because the part of the reason they are not giving this liquor license is because of, and we'll look during break here, I'll look at a map and see what schools might be nearby, how close to schools they're talking about. But initially, that was the opposition, was that it's not a good fit for the surrounding neighborhoods and businesses. And then also the temporary signs are distasteful. But originally, that was the reason why they denied the liquor license was, now I don't know why they need a liquor license to open. Aren't a lot of them BYOB? Aren't some strip clubs BYOB?
I've never been to one.
And there are different levels of liquor licenses. So I don't know why they couldn't just open without a liquor license. I don't know why you have to drink.
From Omaha.com, apparently Bowling Green Park, St. Pius X, St. Leo, mm-hmm. Creighton Prep are all right down the street. Plus, there's a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that all attract have a lot of kids. School children.
So they're very close to some bar that they originally wanted to call Candyland that would have women in bikinis dancing on stage and separate rooms for private dances. To me, that says they're not fully nude on stage. They may be in the back. I don't know how any of that works. And maybe this is... Jamie, let me tell you a little story here.
Oh, boy.
In the state of Michigan, where I first turned 18 and went to my first strip club. And I don't know what the rules are here. I don't think I've been to a strip club since we've lived here. In Michigan, if you serve alcohol, the women cannot be completely nude.
Interesting.
Now there may be loopholes and grandfathered in places, but if they are fully nude, the most you can serve is Red Bull or things of that nature. So I'm guessing this dude
wants
not fully nude women on stage wearing almost nothing and to sell alcohol
where he can make more money,
where he can probably make more money.
Yes. And so if you don't give, that makes perfect sense. If you don't give me a liquor license, I'm going to let him be fully nude. Ultimately, it's not the city's decision. The city recommended, the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission gets the final call on the liquor license. The council unanimously voted to recommend that the state deny the liquor license, but the state will have the ultimate decision on this.
Okay.
Again, the city's opposition is that he's near schools and they don't want a strip club near schools.
Which makes total sense, doesn't it?
To me, it does. Because aren't strip clubs generally, again... aren't they generally not near schools? Aren't they generally for that reason? Don't you generally have them not in the mm-hmm. middle of cul-de-sacs?
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes. 576-7798. Should they be allowed to open this strip club? Should they allow the liquor license for Candy's Gentlemen's Club? Who should blink? The strip club or the city of Omaha, Nebraska? 576-7798.
So you have an establishment called Candy's Gentleman's Club, and the owner has put out a sign outside that said, "Fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms earn extra cash, apply inside." The Omaha City Councilman, Pete Festerson, told Yahoo News that the establishment had its liquor license denied, but is going through the appeals process. The city council voted unanimously to recommend that the state deny a license to this place, siding with residents unhappy about the club's location, which is near a bunch of schools and a Dairy Queen that attracts kids. And so because the owner is frustrated, well, I'll just tell you what they say. Ray Kurtzuba owns this place and said the stay-at-home mom sign and other signs the Omaha City Council might find distasteful are going up until they agree to work with him on getting a liquor license. This is his way of saying, I want my liquor license. You can help me get it. I'm going to keep these signs up until you help me get what I want.
So can he open with just...
why does he need a liquor license to open? That's what I don't understand.
I mean, if you're going to... when I was 18, or I don't know, we would go to the strip club that was booze-free at the end of the night. You know, you wouldn't mm-hmm. start there generally. I haven't gone to a strip club in years, but you would start wherever you would go, and at the end of the night, when you were kind of loaded, you would go to the strip club. Ketzer, I want your input on this when you're done answering the phones. Because he's right in the wheelhouse of going to a strip club. Uh-huh. He's 26. That strip club stayed in business for a long time and is still in business. It's on a college campus, the one that I used to go to.
So I suspect it is what you said is the case in Michigan, because here was a statement out of Omaha.com. This guy already has a liquor license at another business, said he wanted to open an adult entertainment facility that does not include nudity, has strict security, and employs women 21 and older. I bet they have the same law that Michigan does that says if you're going to serve alcohol, they can't be fully nude. But you make more money if you're selling alcohol.
By the way, do you have any problem with the stay-at-home moms earn extra cash sign?
I mean, I don't like... I mean, it's not... I don't know that it's that much better than if you were to just put a sign out advertising for women. I don't like that this is just a little fight between him and the city council. He knows he shouldn't be doing it. He knows it's distasteful, which it kind of is. He's only doing it because the city council won't give him what he wants.
Three schools within walking distance of this potential strip club opening up.
Which is why the city is not recommending approval.
576-7798. Let's go to Michelle in Independence. Hi, Michelle. What do you think?
Hi. I was thinking that they should go ahead and let him open it because they failed in their zoning. And if there's schools that are already in that area, those schools have been there a long time. They should have rezoned 5-mile radius or whatever so that he couldn't have put this kind of adult entertainment there. But because the city failed to do their job, he's perfectly within his rights, and they need to go ahead and let him open.
Right. You know what? I kind of agree with Michelle, although I'm kind of torn because I think it's classless to open up a strip club within walking distance of three schools, but it's a business and the guy wants to make money, and I bet you there'll be a lot of people in line.
He can't open anywhere else. And there's a reason. We have a lot of rules on businesses that you can't open near schools. And this wouldn't be the only kind of business that we have to have a perimeter between them and schools. So, and keep in mind too, you've got 100 people that showed up at a meeting in opposition to him opening this club.
Mm-hmm.
So do you really go against the wishes of the people that live in the neighborhood? I think that's what they were doing. The neighborhood said, we don't want it.
If it's downtown Omaha.
That's different. Right? That's different.
But
because in living downtown, you kind of accept that you're going to be around all kinds of businesses.
So it's not.
I don't know what part of Omaha it is.
Okay.
We can find out.
Yeah. I'd like to know, like, is this in a suburb? Is it on the outskirts? Is it smack downtown? That would factor in. It's an old Japanese restaurant that he wants to move into.
7215 Blondo Street. Let's see.
Let's go to Steve and Lenexa on KMBZ. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I think that Omaha is opening themselves up for a discrimination suit. I think Candyland's probably got a case. I don't see anything offensive in this at all. It's not the job of the Omaha to police the signs of free expression. If the moms at Creighton Prep want to do the day shift and dance before they go to pick up their kids from school, it's not the government's job to legislate morality.
and yet we do it all the time.
Right. Well, Steve's new to this.
I'm just sorry, but the government does not exist for these people.
Steve, let me ask you a question. I want to take it because we've done this conversation before. I want to bring it back here to Kansas City. Would you have a problem opening up a homeless shelter next to a school?
Listen, I wouldn't have a problem with any of these businesses because it's a free expression. I think this is great because the moms can make some money if they're nude and they're dancing and they're while their kids are at school.
Steve, you seem like the kind of
drop
guy.
Drop your kid off at school and then go to work.
Steve, you seem like the kind of guy who's got a punch card at a local strip club.
The sign says nude moms said the sign that we're talking about says nude moms at Creighton Prep can come dance during the day and they get extra money. What's bad about that? The moms get extra money for school books? I don't understand what's bad other than some lady has to explain to her son what a new dancer is.
The issue is that he's putting the signs up in retaliation for the city not recommending he get his liquor license.
Hey, Steve, as always, man, it's good to hear you. So in Steve's world, hear me out, Jamie, just picture in your mind, strip club.
I don't want to picture things.
Strip club next door to a pot shop,
mm-hmm.
next door to a homeless shelter, next door to an elementary school. I think there's something wrong with that. I feel like there's something wrong with that.
So this is a residential neighborhood. This is a, I'm looking at the map of where this is.
Right.
This is a I would put this sort of like a 75th and Metcalf kind of a thing, where it is a commercial intersection,
yeah.
an intersection with commercial businesses heavily surrounded by residential. So in the same little complex here, it's right next to a Thrift America Omaha, a Dairy Queen, a Burger King. There's a McDonald's across the street. Citadel Ministries of Omaha is in the same block.
Oh.
Like literally right. You could just walk there. It would take you no time. Your American Charm store. There's a childcare center across the street. A kitty campus childcare in the other corner. Yeah, this is not a good place for a strip club. There's a big park where kids are going to hang out, but there are two childcare centers in this little block here.
Hey, Steve, as always, good to hear you, man. I want to hang out with Steve. I bet Steve's the kind of guy that gets dinner at a strip club at least once a week.
Please Facebook Live that. Please.
We'll get to Bob and Tino coming up on the other side of the news. 576-7798. Here's Sam Stevie. 576-7798. Should this strip club be allowed to open in Omaha, Nebraska?
With a liquor license, they could still open, but they want a liquor license. But the city council doesn't want them to have it and is suggesting to the state that they not give them that liquor license. Ultimately, it's a state decision. The city council's issue is that this strip club that they want to open is near some schools. It's near a couple of daycare centers. It's near what appears to be a religious center. And they don't think it should open there. And a lot of residents in the neighborhood don't want it to open there either. The reason we did the story was because they had put up a sign that got the city council's attention and said, basically advertising for stay-at-home moms, hey, here's some way to earn some extra cash. And they said, we're going to keep the signs up until you give us our liquor license.
I mean, look, if you need to make a few extra bucks and your son or daughter's at school, I mean, I don't know what the day shift at an Omaha strip club looks like, but hey.
But you're doing it for attention and it's petty.
And it's working.
But not yet, because the state, here's the thing. No, it's not working because it's not the city council's decision. The city council can recommend one way or the other, but ultimately the state's going to look at the same information and make the decision.
But they're getting people to at least apply for this. There's talk of this strip club. I bet there's a lot of people in support of it.
But the liquor commission can still look at a map and say, yeah, you're close to too many schools.
Let's go to Bob in Grandview. Bob, you're on KMBZ.
Yeah, I was just wondering what percentage of strippers are not single mothers. I mean, most of them are single mothers anyway, aren't they?
That is not information I would have.
I don't have the stripper employment index in front of me, Bob.
Why do you assume that?
I just know my experience. I mean, I haven't been to a strip club in years, but most of them I saw were single mothers anyway.
I'm not trying to be difficult, but do they wear a bracelet or something that says I'm a single mom? Like, how would you know?
I had a brother-in-law that worked at the place that I used to go to, and he told me that they were mostly single mothers. This one's got a kid, this one's got a kid, this one's got a kid. A lot of them are single mothers that do it to earn money for their kids so that they can support their kids without having to, go on welfare or whatever.
Look, it is a lucrative business.
Sometimes it's college students putting themselves through school.
For the most part, the place I would frequent was on a college campus.
Yeah.
So it was like 90% college age women.
Yeah.
You know, or girls in their early to mid 20s.
Yeah.
You can make some bank because you know why? Because we will pay for it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with him wanting to open this business.
Mm-mm.
It's a legal business. Near schools and daycare centers, that's a little, I don't know, it can't go anywhere else.
Let's go to Tino on KMBZ. What's up, Tino?
I say don't give him the license. When I was 17 and 18, like a lot of us were stupid, dumb, curious. My friends, I was the only one that had a car, had a 64 Super Sport. I took them down there. I think I drank one beer. The other guy drank a couple of beers. They had girls dancing and everything. And by the time I got out, they stole my car. That was the first and last time. It just brings the wrong element to any community, especially for their schools.
Well, Tino, your car can get stolen anywhere, my friend. It's not just because you went to a strip club. You had a sweet car. That's why it got stolen.
Well, but I should have been there. If I would have been there, it wouldn't happen.
Well, do you know who Alex Rodriguez is, right?
Yes, sir.
Alex Rodriguez was out to dinner in downtown San Francisco two nights ago and had his car broken into and had $500,000 worth of stuff stolen out of it. I don't know why you have $500,000 worth of stuff in a car. Does that mean that Alex Rodriguez should never drive to dinner anymore?
No. Good point.
Look,
it does that kind of a business. It just brings the wrong element to any community. So, but that's just my personal opinion. And took my car, so I wasn't too happy. I never went back.
Where was this at, Tino? That your car? What city?
San Antonio, Texas.
That place is a crap hole. No, I have no idea. I've never been to San Antonio.
Austin, San Antonio is really the only reason to go to Texas. I'll just leave it at that.
I've never been to either. I've only been to Dallas's airport, Houston's airport, and I drove through your favorite city in the world, Amarillo, Texas.
Man, between Amarillo and St. Louis.
What if that was your choices?
Oh, man.
I'm like, hey, Jamie, I got you an all-expense-paid trip to...
Completely
pick
different
one.
Problems.
Pick
completely
one.
Completely different issues between the two of them.
To your favorite crap holes.
Austin is delightful. San Antonio's really fun. The rest of the state, meh.
I've never been to Houston.
I haven't either.
But I've never heard anybody speak all that well of Houston.
But it should tell you something, that as much as I get around, mm-hmm. I have never been to Houston.
Let's talk to... Is it Lucio? Lucio?
Lucio?
Oh, go ahead, man. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, I think that this club should be able to open up and because they are not inviting the children to come and look at the women, so it's not a big deal.
I mean, does the fact that it is open so close, though, to schools and childcare facilities, does that bother you at all with the idea of the element that is going to be brought into the strip club as customers and employees?
So, no. And can I tell you why?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I'm from a Mediterranean country in Europe, and I'm a young guy. I'm 22, and I have been exposed, just like every other man in my country. We see a naked women all the time, at the park, and the pool, at the beach, on TV. It's normal, you know? In America, it's not normal. I know this. But what's the problem, you know? Why not? It's not dangerous for a kid to see a naked woman. It's normal. And it will mature them, you know. Maybe they won't be so foolish when they get a little bit older.
Where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Okay. Well, it is, again, like you said, it's culturally different there.
Mm-hmm.
Nudity and sex is weird here.
And you're not going to change that overnight by just forcing it in front of people.
In Nebraska.
Right.
I mean, but right. Hey, thank you for your phone call, man. Don't be a stranger. It's good to hear from you.
You're right. We're weird about it.
Yep.
But that's mm-hmm. not going to change overnight.
Now, I will say that oftentimes there are people at these clubs that are drunk, mm-hmm. that are other, that are yes. high on fill in the blank.
Yes.
Now, that wouldn't be in the daytime hours, I would assume. I don't know what time this club is going to open, but I mean.
What time do they usually open?
The earliest I've ever been is like 5 p.m.
Well, it's conceivable it could be open earlier. Mm-hmm. It's conceivable that at schools you could have after-school activities that
yeah.
would be going on at 4 or 5 o'clock.
So you'd have the kids at school, and then when the kids get home, mom runs off and dances for a couple hours at night.
Or anybody does. This isn't too far from a university,
mm-hmm.
which is, I'm going to guess, partially why they chose this location.
Is it near Creighton?
No, I don't think Creighton's... Is Creighton in Omaha? Well, I don't have the map
yeah,
open
it
anymore.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Is it? I don't know. I didn't look at it that closely. Didn't a university. I don't think it's Creighton. University of Nebraska. One of them.
It's in Lincoln.
I don't
Lincoln's
know.
Like, Lincoln's not too... It's like an hour. It's a little over an hour.
I could look at a map again. I don't know.
You'll probably get yourself some... Probably get yourself some college girls that are dancing there.
And again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not against the law. No. It's the fact that do you need it near schools?
Pat Saints... it's in... Pat is in St. Joe. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Just a couple things. As an ex-Omaha person, I think a lot of this has to do with the name. Because if you put Candyland by a Dairy Queen and daycare centers and everything else, and just like the lady said, the little boy, and he was able to read most of that. But when he got to Gentleman's Club, he wouldn't have had a clue. So the name of it's going to be the biggest thing. Candyland by a Dairy Queen, by daycare centers, just don't work for me either. But, you know, I probably would have came up with a different name.
I get that. When you have it as Candyland, I understand. But it originally he wanted it as, so it is currently Candies, right? That's what he wants to call it, Jamie?
I believe that's true, yes.
If originally it was Candyland. a year ago when the lawsuit first began, or the troubles for this guy first began.
The university, by the way, University of Nebraska, Omaha.
Oh, Nebraska,
there
Omaha.
Is a University okay. of Nebraska there.
Gotcha. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. What's up, Mike?
Not much. How are you guys today?
Okay.
Well, good. I've got a couple points. One, I think it boils down to a previous caller who said that it's on the Nebraska City Council or Omaha City Council for zoning. If they don't want that element in that part of town, they've got to do more to protect the residents and the other businesses surrounding. Number two, there used to be up in the Northland, there used to be a strip club called Diamond Joe's up off Shoto Traffic Way, and directly behind that was a kindercare daycare facility, and across that road was a elementary school here in our area. And since then, I think it's been cleaned up a bit, and new development's gone in, but we used to have that same element here.
Was it a problem?
You know, it's a problem if it gets out of control, but it needs to be managed appropriately, just like any other business.
Do you have kids, Mike?
I do. I have three.
All right. Did you have, were you, I don't want to say worried, but were you aware of this facility when you had your kids? Like, did it concern you?
Not at all. I think it was managed well enough to, and alcohol was served there. They had plenty of security, and off-duty police officers were there all the time.
Hey, thanks for your phone call, man. We appreciate you getting in. It's on our Facebook page. You can converse about it there, facebook.com/981KMBZ.